Hey everybody, it's Ryan Blue, and you're listening to Ryan Blue Reads to You. I have a pretty amazing interview with the wonderful Kelson J tonight, and I've been drinking all day, so it'll be very interesting how this goes. Other than that, let's get this interview started.
All right, everybody, here we go. Kelson J's in the house. Kelson J, welcome.
Woo-hoo. Hey, how are you, girl?
Good. How are you? So what are we going to talk about today? I'm going to leave this all up to you. So I'm going to just like backtrack for a second. So I've been drinking all afternoon, which is what you do in COVID when you can't do anything else. And it's either jerking off or drinking booze. So I've decided
I was going to say, are you sure you haven't been masturbating and drinking all day?
You hate that term jerking off all the time, don't you?
I really do.
I know everybody hates it. And I'm not going to say rubbing one out. I think that sounds stupid. And
or
I'm not
going to
say... And I'm not going to say freaking flipping the bean or flicking the bean. That doesn't make any sense. I think that's stupid. So guess what, fuckers? I'm jerking off, but I haven't been. So today I decided to take a break and recharge my batteries and just drink all day. So with that being said, I've been drinking since 12. It is now 10:18 in the evening. So 12 noon I've been drinking. And we're going to wing it. I don't know how much I'm going to edit. I think I might just make this a free-flowing thing.
Do it. Don't edit.
And waiting. I did a read of Kelson J's book, which is what we're going to talk about, which I'm going to let her do it. But I just want to, before you all get bored and stop listening, my episode prior to this one, chapter 8, The Surprise, is an excerpt from Kelson J's second book, After the Bar Closes. So check that out because it's fucking hot and she'll tell you how hot it was. And all of her friends said how hot it was. And I'm a fucking champion reader, but it was freaking, even when I talk about it and I know what the chapter's about, it makes me start sweating. So with that being said, with no further ado, Kelson J, talk about this book, second book, number 2.
Oh, well, thank you for having me back again. And let me tell you, I listened to your podcast the other night when you read that and I was fucking sweating. Like I was like so turned on by how you were reading my chapter. I was like, God damn it. I fucking wrote that shit. Like that is hot. And thank you. You do such a good job of it. Honestly, are you for hire? Cause like I need some audiobooks made.
I would do it. I would freaking do it. Anybody out there. I will absolutely, Kelson J like freaking number one because her writing is right fucking stellar and super freaking hot. And if you folks haven't checked out any of her books, you're fucking idiots. And I'm going to put her Amazon information.
Thank you.
I'm going to put her Amazon information in the show notes because you need to click on it. If you want an amazing freaking erotic read, that would be it. Like I'm sweating. Honestly, I'm not even freaking lying.
Are you sure it's not the booze? It's not the booze. Come on. All right. No, it was Eric, the construction worker, and my Italian and tear. That's what it was. So I have to tell you a story. So this was pretty fucking amazing. I went to a local drugstore earlier this evening and no, I wasn't picking up condoms, but I was talking to the makeup girl and, you know, we chit chat every time I go in there and she tells me she's dating a new guy and she asks me about my dating life. And so I said, oh, you know, I said, actually, I've been quite busy. I haven't been dating much. I've been writing. I said, I've got 2 published novels on Amazon. She's like, shut the fucking door. Like, you need to tell me what the name of these books are. So she hands me a piece of paper and a pen. And I go to write a Russian and an Italian on this piece of paper. And I don't even get to the Italian part. And she looks down and goes, are you fucking kidding me? And she literally like jumps back away from the desk. And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, are you going to write a Russian and Italian walk into a bar on that piece of paper? I go, yes, I was. She goes, I'm reading that fucking book right now. I know. I was like, what? What do you mean you're reading my book? And she's like, that's your book? I go, yeah, I'm Kelson J. And she's like, oh my fucking God. I go, how did you find out about my book? And she's like, my new boyfriend's stepmom bought it for her as a gift. and said you need to read this fucking book. We were like meets, oh my God, we were standing in Shoppers jumping up and down going, oh my God, like I'm like, she's fangirling, I'm like reader fangirling going, oh my God, you're reading my book, like this is so fucking cool.
And I probably would have cried if I would have been there. I would have been like, oh my God, my friend.
Well, you know what, thank God she likes it, because I was like, oh, are you enjoying the book? And she's like, yeah. it's hot. I'm halfway through. And then I said to her, well, I said, I don't know if you know, but the second book just came out. She's like, there's a second one. I'm like, yeah. And I'm currently working on the third. I didn't tell you that yet, Ryan. So I have a third. You're going to be excited.
I'm so excited because, okay, now I have to just interject for a second. Now, I know you folks are thinking, oh, whatever, like they're friends, but I am a reader. So I do enjoy a good book. And I mean, I don't just solely read erotic literature. I will read everything to do with music, every bio of every musician ever on the planet. And then I have other books that I do enjoy. But what I will say, for those out there that have read sequels, I'm not going to talk about sequels that I've read, but we all know there's certain sequels out there. And everybody typically likes the first one. I fucking love the second one. I love the first one, but I freaking love the second one. And what I loved about the second one is, yes, there was the reminder. So let's just say, for sake of argument, that somebody lends you a book or you see this book and you kind of start reading the second book. There's enough detail in the second book. I think you need the first book because obviously it's way more detail and you're going to miss all of the good bits if you just buy the second book. But the second book happened and all of the adventures that Tara goes on, it's so fresh and new. So I don't feel like I'm hearing the same words, the same dialogue, the same scenarios, but maybe, you know, with a blonde guy instead of a dark haired guy, like Tara's not continuously biting her lip and some dude is not always saying things like, I can't wait to eat your ass, because these are the dialogues that we get constantly, right? Over and over again, biting her lip, eating your ass, freaking your swollen member and your freaking taco.
I knew you were going to say taco.
Because you know, I freaking hate that.
I was thinking too, that should we tell your audience that you probably really love the second book because I named a character after you?
That's up to you, girlfriend. About that. I think that's freaking right wicked, but go ahead. Go tell the audience about freaking that, because that's wicked.
About yoga instructor Ryan, that Tara... What? that Tara encounters at a girls only weekend away with her friends, and she is enamored by this Ryan because she's sexy and she's alluring and she's confident, and Tara's never been with a woman before, so she's like, this is maybe something on my bucket list I need to embark on. So that's all I have to say about that.
I love that I was a muse.
You were totally my muse, girlfriend. You were my muse.
So there you go. If that's not incentive enough, folks, to purchase these books, is you'll be able to read about me or an offshoot of me or a character of me. Like, well, what do you call it? A person based on me, but not really. Who cares? You know what?
Maybe it wasn't you. No, it wasn't you. Let's make it clear, because I don't need you to sue my ass.
Well,
okay, we say you inspired me.
Oh, there, that's the word I was looking for. Yes. Yes.
Right?
So still read it, folks, and see, is Ryan really, is that? I don't know. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm not going to tell. False, true. I'm not going to freaking tell any of y'all. Buy the book, damn it. Okay, so yes, what else is new?
Please buy the book. Thank you. What's new? Well, I'm working on the third installment. It's called Last Call. So I feel like this is going to be the last book in the series, but I've already got some plans to develop some of the other characters for another series. But Last Call is going to be steamier than the first and way fucking steamier than the second. Can I tell you
that
there are some new characters? There is a dirty British man. Oh, he is so dirty. And I love his character. And would you let me read something?
Let me see. Yes.
Well, I mean, we didn't plan this out. So I do have a little excerpt that I've been working on from Last Call. And it's in my notes, in my phone. It's that raw. It's unedited. So hopefully people will bear with me. But is it okay if I read it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let's pull this up.
All right, folks, be excited, because you're hearing it here first, before it's even been in print, before it's even been on the computer. This is on her phone notes.
This is literally on my phone, and I wrote it at 2 a.m. on June 25th.
Okay.
His boldness rocked me a little when I saw my phone light up, followed by his thick, alluring Liverpool accent. He commanded my attention with his persuasive words rolling off his tongue, telling me how he wished I was his, lying in bed beside his hard body as his fingers caressed my skin and my lips tasted his mouth. Teresa, he would moan. I can't wait until I have all of you, your beauty, your perfect sexy body, those gorgeous eyes and inviting lips. Why didn't I meet you years ago? My body would quiver with every word he spoke as I hung on every syllable, my hands running along my nipples, making them erect as he talked. The closer the phone was to my ear and the more he spoke to me about his desire to be with me, the more the intensity grew between us. I could feel the electricity in our bodies mounting. My panties now wet with anticipation as I longed to hear how he imagined taking me from behind, perhaps on a boardroom table with his hands cupping my perfect tits, or secretly in a lingerie change room after he chose the perfect bra and panties for me. The fantasies he described had me wanting for more. My body squirmed along my satin bed sheets, feeling the smoothness of them caress my skin. I closed my eyes and imagined he was lying beside me as I let my fingers explore my pussy, as my Brit continued to tease me with his words, every time emphasizing the sexiness of my name with his tongue. I never wanted him to call me Ter. Ter was reserved for my past lovers, while Teresa, would be for him alone. I wanted him. I wanted him badly, even though I knew I shouldn't, even though I knew it was wrong. Dun, dun, dun.
We always did dun, dun, dun.
Because you awesome. Always do the dun, dun, dun. Dun.
Because oh I just, God, I don't no, know how
I'm
to end
sweating.
It.
I know. Right? That is the first time I've ever read my mm-hmm. shit out loud.
Yep.
For anybody to listen to.
Yes, because it freaking is hot. And yeah. Yeah, so now you understand where I'm coming from. And I read that whole freaking chapter 8, and I was sweating so bad I took my shirt off. Next time, I guess I should start
doing it. I don't want to know what you did after that.
Next time, it should just be like video reading, video freaking podcast.
Do you think your audience will eventually want you to go live so they could see our faces?
You know what? I'll let the audience decide. I keep putting my freaking email out there. I've been getting a few emails from people, which we're going to get into that later because I'm going to read some of the shit that I've been getting from people. You guys want to see a video of Kelsey and Jay and I chatting? Don't be all freaking pervy. Then like, let me know. And
we'll yeah. Save the perviness for when you listen to us reading excerpts from the books.
I don't even know realistically if I could read and then video. You know, fuck yeah, I can. I can do anything.
Of course you can, Ryan. You're amazing.
I've been doing so much reading the last, like, little bit that I'm pretty sure that I could pretty much read everything. But what I also wanted to talk about is back on kind of dating and Bumble. This is sort of a segue off of Kelsey J. I wanted to talk about her second book for sure because it's freaking stellar. And like I said, I'm going to put her Amazon information in the show notes after this episode. But I also want to talk about some of the emails that I've been receiving because I put a question out there saying, you know, I want to talk to you, say hi, tell me what's going on and whatever. And I've received a few emails from people dating and trying to date during this self-isolation and this COVID business. So one reader was talking about how she has been on, you know, some dating sites, like there's Bumble and Tinder and freaking, I don't know whatever, all the other ones. And it was the discussing how to date in this freaking COVID world. And when you have so much time on your hands that it's the fucking constant texting and, you know, like the need for that attention. I think we're so in need of a connection with another person that we want them to be on their phone freaking 24/7. I was never a big texter. Like I'm older. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't, you know, I didn't enter high school with all these texting and freaking cell phones and all this business. So you called people on the freaking phone.
And, this is true.
Right. And now it's just like, and I've gotten a lot of emails about consistently playing on your phone with other people and dick pics and vag shots. And it goes into, hi, how are you sexting? Hi, how are you dick pic? And you know, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Is it?
I just think it's a new thing. I think it's just the new way of dating. It's the new way of getting sexual with people. And that's what inspired me to write these books. I mean, you know a lot about me because we're friends. Yeah. So before I wrote these books, I was in a committed relationship for a very long time. So the dating world is new to me. And I mean, I haven't dated since I'm in my 20s. I was in my 20s and I'm like much older now. And so, you know, initially I fought that whole, you know, online scenario, and I fought the pictures and the dick pics and, you know, all of that stuff. And I think after a while, it's like anything else, it gets easier, you know? I mean, cause like you said, everybody's longing for connection. I think especially because of COVID.
Yeah.
You know, maybe initially talking to somebody, you wouldn't want to share so many details of your life based on photos or maybe some of the dialogue. But now that we can't go out and just meet people as readily as we used to because the bars are closed and pubs are closed, and you know, that people are just saying, fuck it. Like, I need a connection and this is the way I'm going to do it. If it's going to have to be masturbating over a phone screen, then that's the way it's going to be. I mean,
Well,
you know, teach his own. There's nothing better than the real human connection, of course.
Yeah. I think that's the part that's so feeling needy with the text messages and, you know, being irritated if you send a message and the person takes like 3 hours, 4 hours to get back to you.
Oh, because we live in a world of instant fucking gratification, girlfriend.
Yeah. And now it's worse. Why? Because now we don't have contact. So now you can't really go to a pub. You can't feel anybody. You can't even freaking hug people. Like, you can't hold
hands.
You can't do anything.
I swear to God, as soon as I'm free, I'm going to have sex with so many people. No, I'm just kidding.
She's not kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I know her. She's not kidding. So speaking of that, so another email that I received was from an individual that was talking about meeting somebody, and the same kind of thing, you know, you start the texting back and forth, you meet up, but you can't really go to many places because a lot of things are either closed or too busy or too packed. And what do you do? So they would have to find alternate methods to be able to kind of hang out and whatever. And then it turns into, okay, then we start texting. Well, then we're not getting the texts back. And then it turns into freaking dick pics and vag shots and then sexting. And then you go and meet the person again in person and then you're all awkward and weird. So this is what this person was talking about, how she was like talking to people and then going to meet them and then we'd be awkward and couldn't even kiss.
Well, I mean, if you're sending your vag pic,
yeah,
it's bound to be awkward. Like, seriously, what are you going to expect? Is the dude going to recognize you from your face or from your vag? Like, come on.
Well, it depends. Did he see
which
your face?
Which lips does he? Do you want him to kiss when he sees you?
So do you think that people can have a decent relationship, like a decent courtship or dating, if they've done all this sexting stuff? And then all of a sudden, like, dick, vag, they've seen everything. And then now they see each other in person.
You know what? I honestly am still a little old school, and I believe that there's a lot to be desired and that sometimes you shouldn't give up your goods or give up all the goods right away. You know, I raised my daughters that way. But honestly,
when you get older, you want to get fucking laid.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. And there I am supporting female empowerment, you know, sexual liberation. I feel that women shouldn't be judged for whatever their choices are in and outside of the bedroom. But I think that when you get all hot and heavy with somebody over the phone, you're missing out on that emotional connection. So I think that a relationship is hard to grow past the sex at that point. It's no different than you go on a date with somebody and you have sex with them the first night and it might be fucking awesome, but you've already bypassed the important stuff. So now that relationship is built on the sexual connection. I mean, I was talking with a guy at the beginning of COVID for over 3 months And we started off hot and heavy. Then we got into the emotional roller coaster, talking on the phone all the time. And then we, you know, tapered off. And then we got back into hot and heavy and then tapered off again. Like, it's like a fucking bullshit ride when you're online and with videos and pictures, and until you can actually physically see somebody, get to know them, look in their eyes, I think it's going to be hard to build that connection over the phone. I think people also fall into the trap of, and I've been guilty of it, putting more into where the feeling, what the feelings are than they really exist. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. you build it up in your mind because you're reading it the way you're interpreting what they're saying to you, right? Or you're reading it from your own personal past or objectives. So I don't have the right answer. I'm not fucking, you know, Dr.
Ruth
Oz or Ruth or
whoever's up there. Oz.
Talk about sex. No, it's Dr. Sue. Isn't that her name? Remember sex?
Oh, therapist? Dr. Sue. Wasn't Dr. Ruth a sex person too?
I think Ruth. Yeah.
She was like that old, the older one. And Dr. Sue was later on, I think. Dr. Yeah. Ruth was like right freaking old school. Like, I remember hearing about her when I was in high school.
I feel like my third glass of wine in, and I got way too methodical there. Just think, fuck it. Just have phone sex. Who cares about it?
You know what? At the end of the day, connection. I honestly think at the end of the day, we just don't want to get laid, because mm-hmm. I think when you can't have that physical contact with another person, even the date, even going on a date where you can like hug each other and even like walk around holding hands. Honestly, I really feel that we'd be able to do that even. I think
I miss that.
Right? But
yeah.
And I mean, I probably shouldn't be drinking like all fucking day, but I'm bored and I can't open my studio yet because COVID has prevented me from doing much of anything. So that's what I do. I drink and I freaking, you know, think about having sex all freaking day.
Well, and here's the other thing too. I was going to say that I don't have time to think about sex. I'm writing sex books. No, I'm just kidding. Of course I have to think about sex. I think the thing is that in this world of dating now, with being online, you're disposable. I've talked to so many guys that thought, you know, I thought they were pretty awesome and I thought we had a decent connection going and our conversations were great and we got hot and heavy. And then bam, hello, ghost. Like, where the fuck did you go? On to the next hot chick. Like, so I used to take it so personally and now I'm just like, yeah, whatever. I mean.
Yeah. And see, you know what? And that's almost sad because it's like,
now they decide they're missing out on something good, girl.
That, fucking right. But it's almost like too that if that's what it's coming down to, that we're just, you know, going to be in the assembly line of jerking off, sexting, and then next. Like, it's almost, it feels really sad.
It is.
Because it's like, where's those connections and where's the,
and do you think, that well, sex? Okay. So like, I'm single. I think that there are some people out there on the dating sites that are looking for real relationships. I do believe that they are. I just feel that it's just the harder way to go, even though it's the more accessible way to go. People work too much now, unless you're having affairs with people at work or, you know, you're going to bump into somebody at the grocery store. Shit. I walked my dog yesterday. There was a hot carpenter in my neighbor's driveway. And I was like, hi, hello. Do you see me with my dog? Nope. He didn't even notice. But I bet you if I found him on Bumble, he would talk to me, you know?
Yeah.
Right? So I just think that's the world we're living in now. It's sad. I mean.
Yeah. Oh. It's sad, but I just would like to get laid like a lot more than what's happening.
Than with like, yourself.
For real. Well, I'm tired of fucking myself. Like, seriously. Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Jesus.
There's not enough variety when you're with yourself.
No. Like, it's even like, if I freaking change.
Which toy should our charge up?
Well, that's it. Like, you know how guys always talk about if they're right-handed, they use their left hand just to make it feel like they're with somebody else. Like, Jesus Christ. I've used my right hand, my left hand, my foot. Like, you name it.
Your foot.
Now I'm just
skills, girl.
I've broken up with every part of my body now. I need something new. I need dick.
Oh God. No mushy meat sandwiches though.
Oh Oh yeah. Don't give away too much of that third with no shoulders and mushy meat sandwiches.
No. Oh, your poor audience is going to hate me. I want you to buy my books, not dislike me, honest.
Oh my gosh. You know what? We just make it real, because if dudes can go around and say half the shit that they do about chicks, we can do whatever the fuck we want. Like, honestly, people get over it. Like, freaking get over it. It's all in humor. It's all in jest. Just take a freaking chill, take a step back, and realize that sometimes life can just be funny. And we can
be funny. We have to laugh. We have to laugh, because fuck, what's going on right now is not funny in this world. Like, seriously. Oh, well, my God.
Meat sandwich, though, is...
Mushy
meat sandwich. Okay, folks, I'm gonna tell the story, sort of.
Okay.
Because I can't tell too much. But the story of mushy meat sandwich is based on dick pics. And guys, listen.
Listen, listen to Ryan. Don't send a floppy one.
That would be floppy. And that would be some two people that we're talking about, like, floppy and freaking mushy meat sandwich. Guys, you know what? Like, penises aren't always a beautiful thing to begin with, really. Like, let's get real. Dicks are not like, oh my God, like, that's okay. They can be, but not when they're flaccid. And we don't want to see. I don't want to see what it looked like after you got off. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't mind seeing it before, reaching all the way up to your fucking belly button and then some. That's great, but freaking mushy meat sandwich and floppy. Come on, man. At least put some effort into it. Pretend it's like a school picture. Like, would you seriously, like, be in high school and go to your school portrait day and not comb your hair?
Oh, are we talking about manscaping now? Because let me tell you, please, please, please clean that shit up before you send a photo. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to have to, like, you know, dig through to look and see what's there.
And then be picking hair out of your teeth.
Okay, I'm not sharing this podcast with any of my family members now.
I'm going to share it with everybody.
Oh my God. Make sure it's hard. Make sure it's manscaped before you send the photo. Okay. Peace out.
And if you're,
like, seriously,
peace out. And if you're curious, there's like a lot, you know, Google dick pics. Like, it's not rocket science to figure out what would be appealing. Honestly, just make it look pretty. Put a fucking bow on it. I don't really care. Like, seriously. Freaking church it up. Put a little, just some little glasses.
Oh, okay. Like, everybody that's listening needs to send Ryan a dick pic with a bow wrapped around it, because I want to see.
You know what? I'm
saying? Send them in, folks. Send them in.
I fucking dare anybody to just be sending that shit in. Oh, so the other thing too that I'm going to put on here is, speaking of emails, I did receive one of the authors of one of the stories that I read. Ooh. Actually contacted me. Yes. So he was the episode that discusses, I think it's the one, Peekaboo.
Oh, I listened to that. It was fucking great.
Right? So there's Peekaboo, and there was another one. I can't remember it off my heart right this second, but his name is I have it in the show notes. It's like Mark and then a bunch of the numbers. So his name is Mark, and he's cool with being known as Mark. And so him and I have chatted and looking at creating a little series on here that we're going to be reading, and we're going to actually co-write.
That's amazing. That's great.
I'm super, super stoked, because some of you don't know, but there is some stories on here that I actually wrote, but I'm not going to tell you what they are because I don't want to. And because, you know what? You don't need to know all my secrets. And I dig writing, and because of Kelson J, she's got me into all this, and because I'm horny all the fucking time, I thought, you know what? There you go. So I am hoping to connect with Mark, who happens to be in the UK, I do believe, which is an appreciation when it comes to the internet. Now, what I would like to do, though, is do an interview with him, even if I know he's a little apprehensive, he's a bit shy to do it, but I want him to understand that us Canadian women freaking dig the accents of
Hello. What did I just read to you?
UK.
What
dude,
did I
right?
just read to you? Teresa. The Brit from Liverpool. Teresa. Teresa, you're sexy. Teresa.
You know what? I think what we do need, if there is a fella, because I, since this is a podcast and it's predominantly females and I'm reading shit and I happen to be female, I want a dude to come on here and read, but I want a dude that has a British accent or an accent in general. I don't even care what it is. Like Spanish. Oh my God. That's pretty hot. British accent though is like pretty rad. I went through like a British phase back in the day when I was like in my early 20s where I would only listen to British music and I wanted to move to England. And I wanted to move to England so I could get an accent. I wanted to
I just want some British, you know.
Oh, I know fun. You do.
Just some British fun.
Oh, I know you do, my friend. I know you do. We all do. I just think I want some fun. I don't care. British, Spanish. You know what? Beggars can't be choosers.
This is Spanish. Now all the Spanish men are going to message you with their cocks with bows around them.
I would love it. You know what? When I used to teach at a studio and there was a fella that would speak Spanish and I love Spanish. Like I always try to teach myself Spanish. I love languages actually. Italian and Spanish are my two favorites. And he was fluent, obviously. It was his first language too. So I was teaching a cycle class and I would always get him to, I would say to him, are you hot? Are you taking your shirt off?
I'm taking my shirt off. You don't need to tell everybody this.
Kelsey J is taking her shirt off. I see boobs, boobies, boobie. But anyways, so this fella would, whatever I would say, like, you know, like, let's go or go faster or whatever. I would make him say it all in Spanish. And I freaking thought it was like so hot. And then a story back in the day, I dated a fella who knew how to speak Italian. And, you know, we were becoming amorous at my place. Are you drinking friggin' wine out of the bottle, straight out of the bottle now?
I just fucking went to grab
okay, my guys, Kelson J is fucking right classy. She has no shirt on. I see her boobs, and she's drinking wine right out of the bottle. You know what? This is a classy freaking podcast. I feel like I should take my clothes off, too.
You're like Howard Stern of sex.
Howard Stern used to always be about sex?
Oh shit, right. Okay, you need to edit that part, Ryan. I never listened to Howard Stern. I always thought he was such a dick.
You know what? I laughed at some of it. What I liked about him is it was like always about sex, but he did like video. Would you freaking?
I feel bloated. It's just wine sugary.
Oh, do you know what I'm drinking? I've been drinking vodka and orange juice, 7-Up all day.
Oh, girlfriend, that's sugar. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I actually only had two meals today because I've been drinking booze all
day. You know what? I actually only had two meals today too, but I only just started drinking booze because I need booze to get through these podcasts.
Booze makes everything fun. It like loosens.
Thought you said boobs make everything fun.
Well, boobs abso-fucking-lutely make everything fun. See, folks, I'm an equal opportunist, bisexual. So boobs make everything fun. Dick, you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. I'm an equal opportunist. I'll take whatever I can get, especially during COVID. Past. All right, everybody. So, I'm going to wrap it up because I'm drunk.
Because Kelson's taken off her clothes.
Yeah, and it's turning me on.
So I have been told recently that my boobs are stellar.
Her boobs and her butt are stellar.
Oh, y'all. Stop with the butt. Oh, my
butt,
God.
But. Yeah, and so I've had enough to drink, so now I'm winding down to finishing my drink. Finishing my podcast, jerking off, and then I'm gonna go to bed.
You better jerk off to one of my fucking books. That's all I have to say.